I like to time block anything and everything. I time block my bike rides. I time block the gym. I time block my kids, the time with my kids. I time block date nights every week. I time block expressing gratitude in the morning. I time block almost everything that I do.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It is Adam A. Adams, and I'm recording 4 episodes back to back. And so I'm still a little shooken up by a loss of a great employee that I really cared for, who's a mother. And so if you can sense something's a little different in my voice or something like that, that's probably where it's coming from. However, I do still want to share these 4 episodes. Now, you're only going to hear them every other day, basically. But let's dive in. On this episode, I want to discuss a topic that doesn't really get discussed all that much. Everybody wants to make all this money. Everybody wants to be successful. We all want to earn all this money so that we feel worthy, so that we feel like we can start doing the things that we wanted to do with the money, with our kids, etc. And I have noticed that a lot of human civilization, a lot of it, not all of it, but certainly a good majority of people that would be listening to this podcast might, no offense, but might have their eyes on the wrong prize in some cases. And that's why I wanted to talk about this. I'm a member of a great mastermind that I really love, and it's affected my life and lifestyle more than anything. The mastermind, I will plug them. They're called Leadership Boardroom with Sean McCloskey. And Sean is the type of person that is a really good communicator, really good teacher, understands people and how to help people. And he was a long time ago, if you've ever heard of this word called Lifenair, there's another guy, Steve Cook, and Steve founded Lifenair, and eventually Sean was brought in as somebody to help. So Sean kind of like redid the book to make it have a story that people could follow. And he was really excited about it because of this, the thing that they were trying to teach, which is our main takeaway for this episode. The things that they were trying to teach in Lifenair and also at Leadership Boardroom, it's all about the vision. It's all about what is your life vision? And we need to figure out, how do we have a business that'll let you have your perfect life vision? So whereas many other folks, many of us naturally, I certainly did, we start with the business. The business takes up most of our day. If we're working for somebody else or running our own company, it takes up most of our day. And we do that to try to make the most amount of money and to grow the influence, and to basically, the hope is that we're going to work 12 hours a day so that we can have enough money to leave a legacy for our children, to put them through college the way that we want them to go, or if you want your kid to go to college, some people don't. And we want to make that money so that we can go on trips with them and make memories with them. These are the things that a lot of us truly care about. And then we work our asses off at our job, working 60 or 70 hours a week. In many cases, you might be able to resonate 60 to 70 hours in a week, building a business, growing our real estate portfolio. And we're doing it kind of at the expense of our health, our physical fitness, our mental clarity, losing sleep at night because our cortisol levels are so high. It's hard to sleep. Our brains are wired. They keep going. We lack sleep. And because of these kind of, like, I'll call them compounding effects, these multiple different layers, onion layers of just shitty lifestyle. For me, that was drinking alcohol. Now, back in 2018, I was working a good 60 to 70 hours a week. My business was growing. It was good, but I personally had to do a lot of effort to get the business to keep it rolling. I was on social media. It's funny because people might think, oh, you're not working. But I was working on LinkedIn and Facebook back then in 2018, anywhere from 8 to 15 hours in a day. I would be connecting with people. I would be private messaging. I would be, hustling. And I would work and I would host events. I would host meetup groups. I would host conferences. I would host my podcast. And financially, I was doing okay. Like in 2018, it wasn't a bad year. Financially, it was good. But I didn't have time to exercise. I didn't feel like I had time to cook a home-cooked meal. So I was going to fast food restaurants a few times a day. And the type of food, the extra calories, the extra fat, what kind of carbs? So simple carbs, the empty calories with less nutrients and a lot of bleached foods and a lot of foods with antibiotics and hormones. Just, we can argue, but I would like to say that stuff's just not necessarily beneficial for our bodies. And I was doing a lot of it. And it was like comfort food for me. I was stressed. I was working super hard and having, an unhealthy meal from a drive-through fast food restaurant made me feel good, even if it was just for a few seconds or maybe a few minutes. And then I would come home. I would be on my phone, working more, networking more on the phone, growing my company. And at the time, it was a real estate investing company. Just so you're clear, I didn't launch Grow Your Show. I didn't start helping podcasters until late 2019. But in 2018, where I'm talking about, I'd get home after a crazy, hectic, long day, always staring at a phone with all that blue light that keeps you awake and all of that. And connecting with people and just one more message. And my kids would walk up. And I feel horrible even mentioning this, but my kids would walk up to me and they'd want to play a game. They'd want to play a game. And I'd be like, I don't have time for a game. I'm tired. I've had a long day. I've got to keep working. Daddy's working. So I'm sorry. I can't do that. So that was me in 2018. And additionally, I would pull out those beers and just the sound of a cracking beer was enough for me to already start to feel relaxed after a long day. And even if I was drinking non-alcoholic beer, which I should have been doing, I wish I was doing, I wouldn't have got as fat. Even if I was drinking non-alcoholic beer like O'Doul's or whatever, I still probably would have felt great just because that was a signal of my day is ending. I've worked 15 hours today and that was enough. I'm finally cracking open the beers. But I would generally, and I kind of think it's funny because I see this on TV a lot, and this was me for sure. I would always ask my kids to get me a beer. I know that might sound horrible to some of you listening, but I don't know. I'd be sitting there. I would have my first beer and I'd say to my youngest son, hey, I'll call him A for this. Hey, A, do me a giant favor. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, could you grab me another beer? And then I just feel bad about this right now, but this is true. This is really what happened. And there is a point to all of this. Stick with me. There is a point to all of this. And I think it's going to be helpful. Maybe my story is farther down the path than yours is. But if you're at all on this path, by the end of this episode, I'm going to share some ways to get out of the path and some aspiration, some inspiration, I guess, of how it all turned out when I changed some of these things. So stay tuned, stay on the episode. I promise there's a reason why I'm spending the time going through this. Anyway, I would sit there and I would say, which one of my kids loves me the most? And they would both jump up with joy. They were so excited to help. And B, we'll call one of them B. We'll call them A and B. B would be like, I do, I'm the one. And I'm like, oh, can you get me a beer? And he's like, yep, I'll go grab that right now. So anyway, I thought it was cool that I didn't have to get up for my own beer, but I was really teaching and training my kids the wrong things, right? And December of 2018, in that mastermind I mentioned, I finally said, I felt like my business was at a really good place. And I said to everybody in my mastermind group, I was like, one of my sons had told me that I wasn't a great dad. That was the catalyst for all of this. One of my sons told me that I don't do anything with them. I never have time for them. And when they went to their mom's room, we all lived together. When they went to their mom's, she would look them in the eye. She would give them time and attention, and they would feel loved. They would feel appreciated. Not the type of appreciation where it was, thanks for getting me the beer. I know you love me more than your brother. Like I see you. Here I am, like in the room with my kids, in the room, but not with my kids. I'm in the same room, but I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at my laptop. I'm on social media. I'm working. I'm answering emails. I'm responding to emails. And all of the stuff that they were excited about and wanted to show me, how many push-ups they could do, the game that they were able to accomplish, or a video that what they wanted to share, I never had time for any of that. At this event, at this mastermind retreat, I got up in front of everybody. I let them know that, look, I don't want help with anything in my business. I feel like I'm losing my kids. I feel like I'm a bad example. I'm getting fat and overweight. I'm not feeling very healthy when I get up. When I'm waking up in the morning, I feel hungover. I feel exhausted. I feel horrible. I am short-tempered. And by the way, when I'm getting up out of bed, my stomach was so like bloated from all the food that I would eat and all the alcohol that I would drink and the fat that I was accumulating. Like I couldn't like lean over all the way. There was too much there. There was too much like blocking it, right? And I just felt like my priorities were lost and I was in a hole that I couldn't really dig myself out by myself. And so I was reaching out for help. And I got a lot of people that were able to resonate with me. They had felt that way before as they were building their business. They lost sight of their family, their friends, their loved ones. And they poured into me. They shared a few things that I'll share with you as well. They basically said, you need to get outside all the time. Like being outside, seeing the sunlight affects our brains in a very good way. So one of the best ways to do that is to wake up and go outside first and foremost. Well, it was December and I live in Conifer, which are, we're at 8,300 feet like elevation. It's cold. It's very cold. It's often -6, -10 degrees. I didn't really want to be walking or running or jogging in the morning. So I kind of did my best and really started more in 2019, in the beginning of 2019, when the sun came out, I started getting out more and I joined the CrossFit gym. And anyway, I was trying to exercise. I was trying to move. I limited my alcohol. I might have taken one day off, but when I would drink, it would be like 2 beers instead of 6 beers or something like that. So I was limiting my alcohol a little bit. And then here's the next thing that I did. I started practicing gratitude. I started like legit just practicing gratitude. You could call it meditation. You could call it prayer. In my case, I feel like I'm a horrible meditator. I feel like I'm so bad at it that I don't even want to say that I'm trying. And also in my case, I'm not very religious, so I don't know exactly who I'd be speaking with if I tried prayer, to be honest with you. So I take this time and I call it expressing gratitude, experiencing gratitude, feeling gratitude, and allowing myself to count my blessings, to pay attention to all of the things that are good in my life. And so I started doing that in December of 18 / the beginning of 19. Fast forward, I had been living with the kid's mother for like 10 years. We lived together. However, we were, for most of that, we weren't a couple. We weren't actually like lovey-dovey, boyfriend, girlfriend, what type of couple. We were a family. We cared about each other. We still care about each other. We love each other. We appreciate each other most of the time. I can see why she wouldn't appreciate me sometimes. We appreciate each other most of the time. And so just a great family. I never really wanted to like move separate houses. I was afraid of it. And then the kids got a little bit older, and here's where all of this story comes to. Here's the big thing that I'm really excited about. November of 21, 6 months ago or so, but November of 21, at the end of last year, as I'm recording this, my ex, the kid's mother, and her boyfriend decided to buy a house, and I'm really happy for them. So they got a house. It's like 15, 20 minutes away. That's, which is awesome. We went on a more strict parenting plan. So we started out where I would have them 2 days a week, 1 week, and 5 days a week the next week. And then she would have had them 5 days and then 2 days, 5-2, and I would be 2-5-2-5, right? And so every single week, you average 3.5 days per week, and with each parent, 5 with mom, 2 with dad, and then 5 with dad, 2 with mom, and back and forth. So we started doing that. And at that moment, I had been progressing a lot. I wasn't drinking hardly any alcohol, still don't. In the end of 2021, when mom found a house with her boyfriend. And what I'm trying to say is that once that happened, I said to myself, absence lets the heart grow fonder. And so I'm going to improve my game from everything that I learned from 2018, 2019, and 2020, and even 2021, everything that I improved, I lost 50 something pounds, 51 or 52 pounds, and drinking way less, exercising all the time, loving to get outside, looking at my kids in the eye, spending time with them, usually. But this was another catalyst. Mom's moving out. I only have you half the time instead of all the time. And so when I have you, we're going to do amazing, fun things. And my business was in a place where we were making decent amount of money, where they say the more people you serve, the more outwardly giving you are to helping other people, the more you will make. So if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll have everything in life that you want. And we're helping a lot of people get what they want. My company employs about 30 people, and they make great money with our team. And on top of that, we are serving a lot of clients. At the time, 40 or 50 clients, and just helping those clients get to another level, right, in their podcasting business. And I take this time to say, we are going to schedule things, time block. This is a good thing to say. That's something I learned from this episode, or that I took away from this episode, is these time blocking. I like to time block anything and everything. I time block my bike rides. I time block the gym. I time block my kids, the time with my kids. I time block date nights every week. I time block expressing gratitude in the morning. I time block almost everything that I do. I am saying no to other things and saying yes to this thing. And so I block that time. So it's the only thing that I can do in that amount of time. So time blocking has been very important to me. And the things that we decided is I have the kids every single Wednesday and Thursday. Always I have them Wednesday and Thursday, no matter what. Okay, maybe I'll be out of town and we'll switch days or something, but pretty much I always have them Wednesday and Thursday. And so on Wednesday, there is a CrossFit Kids, and we go to CrossFit every Wednesday afternoon. Thursday, we decided that we were going to play game night. I grew up in Utah, and one of the biggest takeaways that I got from the families in Utah, especially almost solely, but definitely especially if they are Mormon. So I grew up with a lot of people that are LDS and Latter-day Saints, they call it. And one of the best things that I learned from those families in Utah growing up is this thing they call FHE. FHE. It stands for Family Home Evening. And they generally do that on a Monday night. They'll generally, most families expect that FHE or Family Home Evening is Monday. So that means you don't let your kids go on dates on Mondays. They can go on dates on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But Sunday, it's church, and Monday, it's family evening. And I loved that. And the things that I loved most about that was game night. And some interesting things is many of the women that I dated growing up, I guess they were girls when I was young and women when I was older, but many of the ladies that I dated, their families, I would be like, hey, you want to go on a date? And they're like, no, I can't. It's FHE. And I'm like, what's FHE? And they're like, FHE, it's the best. It's when I hang out with my family and we play games. And I was like, that sounds kind of boring. Like, you just play games with your family. Wouldn't you rather go on a date? Wouldn't you rather get out? You know, yes, that sounds fun too. We can do that any other day, they say. But this is Family Home Evening. And oftentimes I would get invited. So the girl that I was dating or their parents would say, hey, invite your boyfriend. See if your boyfriend wants to come to FHE. Maybe in part because they wanted to convert me. I don't know. But maybe in part because it was like they knew that I wanted to hang out with her on that certain day, but she couldn't leave the house. So they did this. And I know I'm making it sound bad, but it was the coolest thing because they would just play games and they would have fun. They would do Pictionary. They would do mind reading things. They would play cards. They would play cash flow. The game cash flow was super fun. They would just play different games. And so I loved that. And I found that a lot of people in Utah that do FHE, Family Home Evening, a lot of those people, they still love doing it with their extended family. If they still live in the same city and they're married and with kids, they'll go to their parents' house and they'll all play. It's something that seems like it grows. And so I started doing that when I was in college, but not doing Family Home Evening technically. I was in college and I was kind of far from my family. And I decided that I'm going to try to get together with my family once a week. And we would usually play poker or cash flow or phase 10 or Uno. But I would drive up because I was about an hour and a half south in Provo, Utah, going to college, Orem, Utah, when they were living in like Kaysville, Layton, like north of Salt Lake. Anyway, the point is that we started doing these family home evenings, even though we weren't an LDS family, but on Sundays we would do it. So I'd drive up on the weekend. I would play games with my family. And my sister used to tell me, you're the glue for the family. Like without you, the family wouldn't do all these fun things. We wouldn't connect. We wouldn't be as close. And, you know, I was just taking a page out of the book of the Mormon religion from the state that I grew up in. That's all I was doing. I just wanted to do it. I wanted to see what it was like. And we loved it, even though we weren't Mormon, even though we weren't LDS. We loved doing that. And so Thursday night, I told you Wednesday was CrossFit. Thursday, we're basically having family home evening. Okay, the same thing that I grew up with all my friends doing in Utah. So we do game night. We just call it game night. It's the easiest way to call it. But we have been doing game night every single Thursday for like the last 6 months. Unless maybe if I was out of town, we skipped that 1 week. But other than that, I mean, without fail, every Thursday since November of last year is game night. Family home evening. We spend that time together. We play games. The kids were a little resistant at first, but now they love it. They wouldn't want to change it. Friday, I have the kids every other weekend. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So every other weekend. So when I have them on Fridays, we do movie nights. We either will go rent a Redbox. Actually, I'll be honest, we don't rent Redboxes because I don't can remember to take them back on time and make them only a dollar or two. So we buy them from Redbox. I didn't even know you could do that until maybe a year ago. But the point is, we go to Redbox and we get a movie. We agree on a movie and we take it to the house, make dinner, and then we turn on a movie and we make popcorn and just have a good time watching whatever the kids want to watch. So every other Friday is movie night, and every other Saturday since November, we've been doing parkour. If you don't know what it is, go ahead and look it up. It's kind of like badass gymnastics. Let's just say gymnastics is the formal version of gymnastics, and parkour is the less formal, informal version of gymnastics. So it's like you do things with style, you do things with, it's just a little bit different. It's very, very similar to gymnastics. But anyway, we do 3 hours of parkour. Honestly, the kids do about 3 hours and I do 1 hour, and then I take about an hour break and then I go for another 30 minutes. I only am able to do the stuff for about half the time, but we do it as a family. We do that as a family. And here's the punchline. Here's where all this is going. At the end of the day, my business, ever since putting more focus on family, my business has improved. Ever since being trying to be less worried about work and trying to just love on my children and have a relationship with my children, the business does better. As I try to read more books, I've been reading a ton of books, probably read at least 65 books since December of 18. Listened to audibles anyway, but I've gone through at least 60 great books since then. It's crazy. It just, I'm working on me. I'm improving just me. Drinking less alcohol, eating more healthy food. I cook at home every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with the kids. Well, every Wednesday, every Thursday, and then every other Friday with the kids. And then on Saturdays, we will go out to eat on every other time I see the kids, and we'll just cook together. So we're having great healthy meals, grass-fed beef and all this kind of stuff, focusing on fruits and vegetables and just natural stuff and trying to get organic, grass-fed, whatever. So we're focusing on just the what we're putting in our bodies, what we're fueling our bodies with, and that's been improving. And I keep saying, here's the punchline, but here's the actual punchline. Along this path, I used to be we'll call him kid A, my youngest kid. I was A's favorite parent. And then in 2017, 2018, I focused a lot on my company, on my business, building my business, making wealth so that I could eventually retire and spend all my time with my kids. I focused way too much on that. I started drinking more, started not exercising. I had a short temper, still probably have a little bit of a short temper, I'll be honest, but I had just a short fuse with the kids, which is definitely improving now. But with all of that said, I used to ask my youngest son, we'll call him A for right now. I used to say, who's your favorite parent? And he would always say, mom. He would always just tell me, mom. I thought it was funny. And I was competitive enough to ask frequently. And when you fast forward to after November of last year, over the last 6 or so months of game night, parkour, the schedule, family home evening, if you will, eating dinner together, cooked meal at the house most of the time, and exercising with the kids and getting outside. We hike a little bit during when it's sunny. But by doing things together, something happened. I asked my kid the other day, I said, who's your favorite parent? He goes, you are. And I'm like, wait, what? Mom's not? He's like, no, you are. And I'm like, what happened? Is mom's not being mean to you, is she? He's like, no, mom's great. I'm like, then why are you saying I'm your favorite parent now? You've been saying for years that your mom was your favorite. He goes, I don't know. You just are. And I think it has a lot to do with game night and movie night and CrossFit night and parkour days. I think it has a huge part into that. And so the moral of the story, when we look at Lifenair and Sean McCloskey, and we look at Leadership Boardroom, and what is your life vision? What is the vision that you want your life to be? Figure that out, and then make your business, make your podcast, make your other things fit your life vision. Do you want to exercise every day? Block that time out. Do you want to eat good meals? Block that time out. Do you want to go for a walk every day? Block that time out. Do you want to go mountain biking once a week? Block that time out. Do you want to go hike? We call them 14ers here in Colorado. We call them 14ers. It just means that they're 14,000 elevation. Okay, 14,000 feet in the sky. And so you hike these things where the peaks are usually somewhere between 14,000 and 20 up to like 14,000 and maybe 100. They're not much higher than a 14,000, but you want to do that? You want to hike a 14er once a week? Block that shit out. You want to spend time with your kids? Create a movie night. And if there is one thing that I could say, it probably made the biggest difference besides me having to intentionally think when my kid comes to me and asks me something, I have to put my phone down and give that kid all the attention and love that they deserve, right? That had to be intentional for me. Instead of I'm busy, not now, it would be one of two things. It would be most of the time I would say, yes, I want to see that. And I would put my phone straight down. Or at a minimum, I would say, I definitely want to see that, son. Can I have just 5 or 6 minutes to wrap up this email? I'm kind of deep in thought on it. And then I'll put down the phone and then it's just you and me time. And then my son would say, yeah, that sounds perfect. And so that was enough. And then I got to finish the thing. And then I set the phone aside and gave 100% family time. Other than that, the thing is game night. I think game night has made us so much closer. And I know this doesn't seem to have a lot to do with your podcast. I understand that. It's just that I know that if you are anything like me, you want to be successful, you want to dominate your industry, you want to make money, you want to be able to provide for your kids, you're going to have to take a page out of this book that I read called The One Thing. The One Thing by Gary Keller. One of the takeaways is basically in your company, instead of trying to do it all at once, do one of those things that could move your business forward. And focus on it, put all your eggs in that basket. But there's this other thing that I learned from The One Thing by Gary Keller, and that is that there isn't really such thing as balance. You're not ever like, there's never a one moment in this world that you should be 10% of a lover, 30% of a child, I mean, of a parent, 40% as a company owner. And 20% as somebody who goes to the gym and 5% as somebody who eats healthy. There's never a time that you should be able to stamp and take that moment in time and say that you are all of these things right now. Really, what he's talking about in The One Thing is not multitasking, but more like switch tasking, not staying in the middle, in the balance, but living on the edges. So what I'm saying here and what Gary said in his book is when I'm with my sweetheart, I try to show her all the love that I can. I try to be there for her. I try to buy her things. I try to surprise her. I try to help make sure she knows that I love her and care about her. When I'm with her, I am with her. When I'm with my children, I'm not working. I'm not trying to think about my sweetheart and how much I love her. I'm with my kids. I'm giving kid time. At CrossFit, when I go to the gym, I have two gym memberships, one at a CrossFit gym and one at like a regular Anytime Fitness, I think it is. But the point is, when I'm at the gym, I'm focused on the gym. When I'm in my office, I'm focused on work and tasks and my employees. When I'm podcasting, I'm doing my best whenever possible to only think about you, the listener, my mic, and the content that I think you need, the things that I can do to help. I try to pour it all in for you when I'm here. When I'm with my client, I coach them, I pour into them, I make sure that their podcast is going to grow. It's all in. I'm not thinking about my kids when I'm at work. I'm not thinking about work when I'm with my kids. And that's what we're talking about today in this episode, is not to balance, but to switch task, to go all in. And then another takeaway is, if you're trying to make all this money now and ignoring your health or your family just so you can make all this money, you're probably going to lose your kids. And there is a good thing that happens. I don't really care if I'm my son's favorite parent. I want him to love his mom, absolutely. And I hope that's obvious. It just, all this says to me is that me putting in the time and effort to block the time for the kids and go all in and have this structure where we always know what we do on that day. And we always do it. We follow through with it. They know that I'm the type of person who does what I say I'm going to do. They feel the connection that we have as we're playing those games or going to CrossFit or whatever it is, watching those movies together. And hopefully in many years from now, there will be some type of domino effect where my kids will be good dads. That's really what I want. I want my kids to be good adults, whether they're dads or not. I think emotionally, I'm like, I hope they become dads because they would be great dads. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. Here's the topic. Don't focus too much on your business. Focus on those things that you always wanted. Focus on them now. You don't need to make as much money as you think you probably need to make. I used to be like, we need to get this company to 1,000. I was like, we need to get this company to whereas we're serving 1,000 podcasters. That's where I want to go. I want to serve 1,000 podcasters. I don't really care about that so much anymore. Like if we only serve 50 people and we serve them at a high level and I can still spend time with my kids and I can still grow my health and basically my self-love, self-care, self-improvement, if I can be focused on those things and get outside and be healthy and active and happy, that's all I care about. I don't need to make $1 million a month to have happiness. I just have to spend time with my family, my kids, my sweetheart, and myself to be happy and to have happiness and to feel like I'm fulfilling a good life. Whew, I didn't expect that to be a 45-minute episode. I hope it was valuable to you. Please leave a comment. Feel free to, whether it was good or whether it was bad, go ahead and write a review of the podcast. Let me know what you think. Write into me, team@growyourshow.com, whatever it is. But I'd be real curious if this episode was impactful and helpful or if it was like more of a distraction. And yeah, this episode's different. So let me know what you thought of it, either by leaving an honest review of the show, regardless of what you think, just an honest review. That's all I'm asking. And or you can email me and the team at team@growyourshow.com and let us know what you thought about this episode number. I'd be real curious. I want to challenge you. I want to absolutely challenge you. After hearing this, wherever you are in your journey, improve one step. What can you do? Is it FHE? Is it family home evening? Is it CrossFit? Is it working out? Is it hiking with the kids? Is it looking up in the eye? Is it putting your phone down? Is it scheduling out time blocking date night so it's the same day every single week? Whatever it is, I challenge you to take at least one step to time block one positive thing that will help you. Maybe it's gratitude. Maybe it's just taking the time to express gratitude or prayer or meditation. I don't know. I want you to make that step. Let me know how it goes, and I'll see you on the next episode. This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.